This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State unemployment continues to skyrocket during the coronavirus pandemic. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
Last week's unemployment applications rose more than 200% from the week before. The Colorado Department of Labor says the number of claims is 8 times greater than during the peak of the Great Recession in 2010. Since March 14th, Colorado has processed more than 80,000 claims for unemployment. That's 3% of the workforce that is eligible for the unemployment insurance program. Nationally, more than 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Denver, Jefferson, and Eagle counties are suing manufacturers over what officials call deception about vaping. The federal lawsuits accuse Juul and other companies of aggressively marketing to minors. Juul denies doing so. Advocates are suing to force the state to provide housing for homeless people during Colorado's stay-at-home order. Lynn Thompson is with the Fort Collins Homeless Coalition.
For this to be effective, we need everybody to have access to housing. So we're not being told to stay home only if we have symptoms. We're being asked to stay home as long as we're able to do so, because that's the only way to stop mass epidemic spread.
Advocates want the state to open up empty hotel rooms and apartments for homeless people during the pandemic. 36 and overcast in Colorado Springs, 24 and overcast in Metro Denver. This is CPR.